All right, you guys. So, thanks for being here. This is a fantastic turnout. What a great hall, too. Huh? Thank you, Anna, for setting us up here. So I'm going to spend the next 40 or 45 minutes giving you guys an overview of the products. But I want to give you, I don't want to just tell you what the products are and how they work. There's a lot of good resources for that. I want to give you a perspective for some of the science behind the products, but also how they sort of link together and where we're going with some of our product development initiatives in the company, okay? So 40, 45 minutes, and if anybody wants to tape this, please feel free to do that. If you want to get out your smartphones or your tablets or your voice recorders, whatever. I know there's sort of been a policy of not doing that, and I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to say anything up here that I wouldn't say in any open forum. In fact, a lot of the slides that I'm going to use tonight, I used at a medical conference last week in San Diego, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, where I talked about this concept that I'll talk about tonight, this idea of balancing the body and how that can help with so many different things. So can you guys hear me in the back okay? No. Okay. So there's no mic, right? I'll just have to project. Okay, is that any better? A little better? That's still not better. I don't know if it's possible to get a mic or something like that. Okay. So anyway, so if you're recording this is great. I'm recording this right now. I'm going to post this on my blog. I'll give you all of the website addresses at the end of the talk. But if you just remember my name, SeanTalbot.com, it'll link to that. And you'll be able to get the slides. You'll be able to get the audio. You'll be able to hear me talking just like I am right now. So, hello. So let's get into this. If you have questions, right, I'm not going to be able to go into all of the details of the science. So if you have questions, please come up and talk to me afterwards. I'd be happy to answer whatever I can for you guys. So the common theme that I'll run through everything that I'll talk about tonight is this idea of balance, is this idea of keeping our bodies from becoming out of balance. And that's not such a sexy story, right? People don't always want to hear, oh, well, you just need to stay in balance and you'll be fine, right? Because that's kind of amorphous. It's kind of abstract. What does that really mean? When I talk about balance, I'm talking about a very particular kind of balance. I'm talking about biochemical balance. And I'm very fond of saying, and I may say it during my presentation, that when I talk about balance, it's about biochemical balance. And the reason I talk about biochemistry is because biochemistry drives behavior. The reason we feel a particular way in our bodies and our minds, the reason we feel energetic or fatigued, or happy or sad, or hungry or satiated, full. Any of that is because of some aspect of our biochemistry. It's because of a stress hormone like cortisol, or it's because of an energy piece of biochemistry like glucose, or it's because of an imbalance between your free radicals and your antioxidants, or whatever. There's some aspect of biochemistry that we can drill into and say, this or this series or this family of compounds is why you feel a particular way. The reason why I think that's important for you guys to understand is that, A, once we can identify that thing that's out of balance in your body, it's a lot easier for us to put it back into balance and therefore help you feel better or perform better or something like that. The other thing that's interesting about it is that once somebody knows what they're fixing, it makes it very kind of real to them, right? It makes it more concrete that somebody knows that they're getting this anti-aging effect, for example, from Protandim because we're balancing certain aspects of their biochemistry. It makes it a little bit more substantive to them, okay? So this is the common theme that I'll run throughout the whole talk. So think about some of the things that cause us imbalance or that cause our bodies to go out of balance, right? These are just a few of them. And we might just refer to them as stress. Again, when I talk about stress, it's your body getting pushed out of biochemical balance in some way. So it's not necessarily the stress of sitting in a traffic jam or the stress of your five kids screaming at you or the stress of the things that we would sort of recognize as stress. When I talk about stress, I'm referring to biochemical stress. So those kinds of things in our stressful world can certainly lead to biochemical imbalances through cortisol disruption and testosterone imbalances and things like that. But look at all these other things, right? We've got emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress. Non-optimal diet is a stress. Dieting to lose weight can actually be perceived in the body as a stress. So of all of these ones up here, What do you think is the one that's the most prevalent? What's the one that most people encounter for more minutes of the day, every day? Emotional stress. Which, any one in there pop out to you? Traffic? you had a bad commute over, did you? It's not the traffic.
Bills.
It's bills, yeah. Why is it bills? Why is bills the big one up there? It's pretty prevalent, yeah. It's pretty prevalent, and it's always there. It's always in the back of your mind. You notice I don't have Hurricane Katrina up here. I don't have anything that would be considered a big life-threatening stress, right? All of these are all kinds of low-grade chronic stressors, right? They're always there. They're always in the back of your mind. Bills in particular, it's there at the end of every month, right? Here we are in the last week of the month. I know there are people in the audience who are thinking, got my rent due, or got my mortgage payment coming, or the cable, or the whatever, all those bills are coming due, right? Every time you go to the gas pump, ta-ting, 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 right? That's with you. Every time you go to the mailbox and you open up the mail, what's in the mailbox? Not love letters, right? Bills, right? You open that up, that is always with us, and it affects so many people. So the thing that's interesting about studying this, all of these sources of stress, is that the same biochemical disruptions happen and the same psychological outcomes can be measured. So you could show me the biochemistry profile of an athlete, an overtrained athlete, a dieter, somebody who's restricting their calories to try to lose weight, a short sleeper, or somebody who's stressed out. A short sleeper, by the way, is somebody who gets 6 hours of sleep versus 8 hours of sleep. How many people in here would say they're in that category? 6 hours, almost every hand in the room went up. So that, just that 6 hours versus 8 hours, that 6 hour person has 50% overexposure to cortisol, a stress hormone, which is going to interfere with your blood sugar, which is going to cause you to be hungry, which is going to cause you to gain belly fat, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a whole biochemical cascade that happens when we're subjected to these kinds of chronic stressors. And so the same biochemical disruptions, the same psychological outcomes, but the same benefits once you restore that biochemical balance. So people will sometimes look at the products I'll talk about tonight, Protandim, True Science, and Axio, and they'll say, well, Protandim, that's that anti-aging product. That's for the old people. And Axio, that's the energy product. That's for the young people. But I look at them differently, and I look at them as these balancing products that balance in different ways, but that can benefit all of these different kinds of biochemical disruptions. So, and reason I wanted to start with that is because of this. I'm a nutritionist. That's what my PhD is in, nutritional biochemistry. I'm a physiologist. My master's is in exercise science. So I want you to eat right, and I want you to exercise more, and I want you to get your 8 hours instead of your 6 hours of sleep, and I want you to lower your stress. And I can see the eyes rolling already, right? Why? You know, you've heard that before. I'm not the first person who's told you, eat less, exercise more, control your stress, drink pure water, eat more fruits and vegetables. How many people in here eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Like 7 hands went up. That's awesome. In a room full of 200 people, which is about what you would expect based on USDA statistics. This is the world we live in, right? I would love for us all to be doing all those kinds of things, and I think we all should strive to do those kinds of things. But supplements fill a really important gap that are the gap between what we should be doing and what we're actually doing, right? This is the world we live in. This is our diet. These are the stress levels that we have. This is the air that we breathe. I already talked about the chronic stress of you know, thinking about bills and things like that. So if that's the world we live in, we need to do as much as we can in terms of using all the tools that we have access to. And that's why I think supplements are really, really important for people. When I study this area, and this whole idea of biochemical balance has been my thing for, I don't know, the last 10 or 15 years, a lot of the ideas that we get for product development don't just come out of our heads. They come from studying ancient cultures, because every single culture around the planet, since humans have been on the planet, have an idea of maintaining balance in the body. And they've known, whether it's traditional Chinese medicine, which is a system of healing that's been around for 3,000 or 4,000 years, whether it's Greek medicine, this is an image of Icarus, Greek medicine, which has been around for, 2,000, 3,000 years, whether it's Ayurveda, Indian medicine, that's been around for 5,000 years, all of those have their own idea of balance. In TCM, we would call it chi, the life force. In Ayurveda, you would call it prana. Every culture has their own sort of word for it. In Western science, whether it's physiological science or psychological science, we have words for it. Some of us call it energy. Some of us call it focus. Some of us call it flow or motivation. I measure it as vigor, and I'll talk about vigor in just a little bit. But here's chi, here's prana, here's mana from the Polynesian cultures, here's ki from Japanese medicine. All of these cultures and all of these different ways of describing this feeling of balance and this feeling of vitality and this feeling of uniquely motivation in the body. Everybody has that. And everybody realizes it using different language, that when you get out of balance, things go kablooey pretty quickly, right? And by kablooey, I mean we can show that when somebody is low vigor, what's the opposite of vigor? Does anybody know? Here's the definition of vigor from psychology research. So when I measure vigor in one of my clinical trials, I'm measuring a three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. We can measure each of these separately. We can measure if somebody's energetic or exhausted. We can measure whether somebody has good mental focus or whether they have what we call confusion. We can measure an index of well-being. But vigor is a combination of all of these. What's the opposite of vigor? You guys ever heard that word before? I guarantee you've heard it. Blah. Yeah, you feel blah. It's another word that begins with B. Boredom. Burnout. You guys have heard that word before, right? That's a word from psychology research. Burnout is low vigor. So that word, for whatever reason, burnout, is sort of reached over into the public vocabulary, and you'll hear people say that they're burned out, but vigor hasn't, maybe because it's sort of an old-fashioned thing, but that's the way people want to feel. And when you study it, you can see all the things that kind of go into it. This is a word cloud from one of my books, The Secret of Vigor. My 16-year-old daughter is duly impressed that her dad knows how to make a word cloud on the internet. But this shows you how many times a word appears in the book. So vigor, obviously, a lot. Biochemistry, a lot. Cortisol, the primary stress hormone, a lot. Stress, inflammation, sleep, balance, oxidation, inflammation again, supplements, glucose. So you can see that there's a lot of this idea of biochemistry driving how we feel. And vigor is a particularly interesting one to study because it's such a kind of a holistic way of feeling. When you feel a lack of vigor, and then you are able to put an intervention in place where that vigor comes back into somebody's body, it's literally life-changing. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through. So I want to ask you guys this, because I'm going to talk, after this introduction, I'm going to talk a little bit about the science behind Protandim, then the science behind True Science, and then the science behind Axio. But I want to start off with this, because I think this kind of permeates a lot of some of the comments that I'll make later. And I ask people, what does energy mean to them, right? So coming from a background of studying psychological vigor in somebody, let me ask you guys this. What does it mean when you have good energy?
Happy, excited.
Happy, excited, motivated,
alert.
Performance, focus.
Feel good.
Clarity. You guys are naming off a lot of the big buzzwords, right? You don't hear people just talk about physical energy, right? You heard people talk about emotional energy, about mental focus, about being motivated. That's a very unique kind of energy. The energy market now is all about what I call one-dimensional energy. It's about caffeine and sugar, right? And those aren't necessarily bad things, right? You might be surprised to hear a nutritionist say that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when we actually look at what drives a feeling of energy in the body. So when we study, somebody might say happy, right? You might not be the best person to ask because you're a little tainted. You've heard some of this story before. But when we ask people and we dig below the surface and we look for the actual switches, the things that are causing them to say they feel fatigued, a lot of times it's depression, right? Their mood is low, and they're not going to say to you, "Ah, my mood isn't really where it needs to be." They'll feel that, but they'll say they're fatigued. And if it's their mood and they're sensing fatigue in their body, it makes perfect sense for them to reach for an energy drink, right? I'm fatigued, energy, and they get a feeling, but it's not the feeling that they're going for. It's not doing something for their mood. Somebody who over here who said mental focus, it could be that you have this brain fog, and you're not going to say to somebody, "Oh, I'm just kind of muddled, I'm just kind of confused today," right? You're just going to say, "I'm just kind of tired, I just feel kind of fatigued," right? So it's that brain fog, but we're sensing it in our bodies and describing it as fatigue. It could be stress. It could be that you went to the mailbox and it's full of bills again, right? And you're stressed out about it. But you don't often say that you're stressed. You just say, "I'm just exhausted, I'm worn out, I'm burned out," right? These are all ways that we describe fatigue. So when you dig down to that and you find that it's all of these different things that are leading someone to feel fatigued or lack of energy, why in the world wouldn't you create a product that would deliver that? All of those different triggers, all those different switches of energy. And that's exactly what we try to do with Axio, which I'll get into in a little bit. But this is something I've been working on for a long, long time. I've been doing these community vigor programs for 8-10 years, something like that. And what we do in the programs is they're usually 8-12 week programs where we'll bring people in, we measure their vigor. It's a big, long psychological survey that we have them go through. And we measure their degree of vigor and their degree of depression and their degree of fatigue and their degree of everything else. And then we put them through an intervention. Sometimes it's exercise, sometimes it's a change in their diet, sometimes it's a supplement regimen, it could be a whole bunch of different things. Sometimes it's a sleep hygiene kind of a thing. And throughout the course, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, we'll have people in a room like this and we'll talk about some aspect of nutrition or some aspect of physical activity or stress management or something like that. And people will share how they're feeling, right? So 6 weeks through the program, 8 weeks through the program, someone will get up and they'll say, "I'm happier," like you just said. "My mood is back." And someone else will say mental focus, like you did over here. And someone else will say energy. And a couple of years through the program, one of the programs, a woman got up and she said, "Yeah, I got the mood and I got the focus and my energy's back." And you can see that didn't capture it for her, right? It wasn't everything that she felt in her body and her mind. She was trying to describe it. She wasn't going to say, "Oh, my vigor has improved," right? Because that's just not how we talk. And she goes, "You know, I just, she kind of gave up." And she goes, "I don't know, I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done." And she, and everyone laughed, and she felt so embarrassed, and she kind of sunk down in her seat and tried to disappear. And I had to point out to her and say, that's exactly what we're going for. When you bring vigor back into somebody's body, when you flip all those different switches, that's motivation. It's a very unique kind of energy where you feel like getting up and doing something with it. And that is really cool because, you know, if you want to get more vacuuming done, fine, right? That's great. But I think a lot of people are going to feel that kind of energy because we've balanced their oxidative stress and because we've balanced their neurotransmitters, we've balanced these other things in their bodies, and they're going to do something good with that energy, right? They're going to go out and they're going to be with their 5 kids more presently. They're going to go and they're going to build a business. They're going to go and they're volunteer for their church. They're going to go and be better at their hobbies, or they're going to have the energy to get up and exercise. Whatever it is to you, that's a pretty good place to be. And it looks like this, you know. So when I study it as an uber nerd, I'm studying how to get someone to feel this by manipulating, by rebalancing these aspects of biochemistry. So these are the big four. There's lots of them that we can balance, but these are the big four. Oxidation, inflammation, and I put them in the same bucket, but they're actually different aspects of biochemistry. They're just very often chicken and egg kinds of things. You don't know which one came first. They often sort of co-mingle with each other. Blood glucose balance, cortisol balance. And the reason why I think I put that up there is to show you that we can do this at a very sort of fine detail. And this is what we think of when we're doing product development, right? If we're doing a weight management program, for example, we might be looking at this one specifically, but we know that if we can get them all into the same regimen, that person's going to get much better results. This is a different way to look at it. And some of you have heard me talk about how we're building our product pipeline in 3 specific areas. Feel your best, look your best, perform your best. If you can get someone to feel that vigor coming back into their body, that gets them to be what I call this best future you, that best version of themselves, so they can go out and do some of those things I said before. Be there with their families, be there with their communities, be there with their business if that's what they're choosing to do. That's an important thing to do. So I'm gonna shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk a little bit about each one of the products. And I want to try to give you, share with you some scientific data. There's a lot of data on each of the products, but I want to share with you some specific data that I think just kind of puts a point on why this is an important kind of a product, okay? So how many people know Protandim? How many people are distributors in here? Okay, maybe half the room, so that's good. So I'm going to talk primarily to the non-distributors for a minute. One of the problems that LifeVantage has always had with the Protandim product is that people look at it and they think they know what it is. They will look at the label, they'll look at the description of it, and they'll say, oh, it's an antioxidant product. Or, oh, it's an anti-aging product. Or they'll look at the side of the bottle and they'll say, oh, I know those five ingredients. I'll just go down to the Whole Foods and I'll just get them there and mix them together and get the same benefits, right? Have you ever heard that to the distributors now? How many people have heard those kinds of things before? Every hand in the room went up from the distributor side, and a lot of laughter. That's great. That kind of stuff just boils my blood because we've got 20 studies on this specific formulation, right? If we want it just to be just an antioxidant, there's lots of ways to skin that cat. There really are a zillion ways you can deliver an antioxidant effect to the body. To deliver the kind of antioxidant, and that would be good, right? That would be a fine thing to do. Balancing free radicals and oxidative stress, or free radicals and antioxidants, maintaining that balance in the body, wonderful thing to do. You're going to affect every tissue. You're going to affect the brain. You're going to affect the joints. You're going to affect the skin and the heart. Everything's going to benefit from that. That's a win. But if you can do it in a different way, and that's exactly what both of these products do, Protandim and TrueScience, they do it in a fundamentally different way. And I'll try to explain to you why that's better than the current modality right now. That's really where the future of not just nutrition is, but it's the future of where medicine is going in general, which is, instead of giving your body external, what we call exogenous antioxidants, why not just turn on the body's own production of what it should be producing anyway? Our bodies make their own antioxidants if they have the right setting, so to speak. And it looks like this. This is your internal system of protective antioxidant enzymes. All right, I'll give you a minute to copy this all down. All right, this is actually a really simplistic version of it. But I put it up there to just emphasize the point that this is a very complicated, exquisitely balanced system that's built into every single one of our cells. And so instead of trying to do better than this, which is the approach that we take when we think, well, I'll take a high level of vitamin E and see if it can do better than this, or I'll take a high level of C or beta carotene or one of the other off-the-shelf antioxidants and see if I can do better than this, you can't. And the data shows that quite clearly. So here we've got, you know, here's superoxide, one of the most damaging of all the free radicals. Here's hydrogen peroxide. There's a whole bunch from here. Here's catalase, one of the internal antioxidant enzymes that we make. Here's glutathione peroxidase. Here's superoxide dismutase. Every cell already makes this stuff. All we have to do is flip the switch so that our bodies can produce these antioxidant enzymes and protect us from the world around us, right? The world around us. Let me talk about that for a second. We live in an oxygen-rich environment, right? That we're surrounded by free radicals. Every time we breathe in and breathe out, we're creating free radicals. We're creating some of this superoxide. We're creating hydrogen peroxide. We're creating compounds that are very reactive. They're going to go and damage our cell membranes and damage our mitochondria, where we make energy in the cell, and damage our DNA, our genetic material. And so we need to protect ourselves from that. If we didn't have this system built into our bodies, built into every cell, we wouldn't be here. We literally couldn't live on the Earth with all this oxygen, with the sunlight that is an oxidizing radiation, with everything that we have around us, we'd be dead. Our species would not have survived on this planet except for this coordinated system of protection, right? So it's pretty important. I don't think you can overstate how important it is that our cells have the ability to protect themselves. We know that when you flip that switch and you activate this system more often or at a more efficient level, There's a vast, vast scientific literature that shows that oxidative damage goes down because of the increased production of these protective enzymes, and that's associated with a whole bunch of different outcomes that are in the published scientific literature. So these are all on the Protandim formula specifically, showing that that five-ingredient blend is synergistic in particular ways, and I'll talk about that in just a little bit. Has anybody ever tried to share some of these studies with people and talk about NRF2, which is the switch that turns on that system? Yeah, how's that gone for you? Yeah, so for pharmacists, they probably get all, they get all kind of excited about it, right?
They actually said to Dr. Nettles, they're like, I take all those things. I'm like, yes, I found somebody who takes it.
Yeah, so if they take all those things, that's not a bad place to be, right? They're actually getting some benefit, but we know that we can make that benefit better. And I'll get into that in a little bit. How about someone who's tried to share it with a normal person, who's not a science person? Yeah, what happens when you've shared it? Yeah, people laugh, right? Have you given them the studies, or have you sent them to PubMed or something like
that?
Okay. So people go to PubMed, and they type in Protandim, and they get a whole listing of all these studies. And a lot of them you can download the full study and read it. Some of them you just get the abstracts. And they look at it for about 5 seconds, and then they switch over to YouTube, and they watch cat videos for a while. Because, I mean, let's be honest with each other, right? This, on one level, this is cool. On another level, it's 20 studies is a lot of studies to have and these are very complicated studies too. So I get it. I'm right there with you. We've summarized all these studies in one particular place in that little deadly antioxidants booklet. So instead of giving them 20 studies, you can give them a booklet that summarizes all 20 in sort of normal, easy to read language. It's about a half a page or a page each one. And I'll show you where to get that book later. So we know that when you flip that switch, when you turn on that NRF2 switch, and you activate the production of those antioxidant enzymes, good things happen. The cells are protected. They do better. That's a good thing to do. So there's another layer to that story, which is, what's everybody doing right now, right? Protandim, nobody knows about Protandim, right? LifeVantage is a $200 million or so company, 5 or 6 years in the marketplace. And if you go out there onto the campus and ask anybody about Protandim, no one's going to have heard of it, right? It's such an sort of an early stage kind of a supplement with 20 studies backing how it works. That's exciting. The bigger excitement for me, I think, is that what everybody is doing right now that's not Protandim to protect their bodies is wrong. Dangerously wrong, right? And you laugh, but I say it because this kind of stuff, these are studies, large studies in tens of thousands of subjects, published and carried out for years and years and years, published in some of the top medical and scientific journals in the world, that show us things like taking your high-dose synthetic isolated vitamin E, which is what millions of people are doing, is raising your risk for prostate cancer. Antioxidant supplements raising your risk for skin cancer. Beta carotene increasing your risk for lung cancer. Multivitamins increasing your mortality. Everyone know what mortality is? That's dying sooner than you ought to. That's a bad side effect to have, right? So people, millions of people are doing this, and the sort of current thinking has been, for so many years, has been, well, it might not be helping you, but at least it's not hurting you. But for 10 years, we've known that this is hurting you, that this is causing more cellular damage, and it's causing diseases, right? So why aren't people realizing this? And I don't have an answer for that. I don't know why this story hasn't tipped into the public domain and have everybody say, well, that's the last vitamin E capsule I'm going to take, or that's the last beta carotene supplement I'm going to take, because it's not helping us. It's actually hurting us in some very important ways. And one of the ways may be that those things, those high-dose isolated synthetic things that lots of people are taking, are interfering with our body's ability to turn on our own protective mechanisms, right? And if our body can't protect us, if our cells can't protect themselves the way that they were designed to, things fall apart. Okay, so this will tip this year, next year, the year after. And when this does tip and people go, uh-oh, I guess I shouldn't be doing that anymore. What are they going to say? They're going to say, well, what should I do? And the story of activate Nrf2, turn on your body's own protective mechanisms, get these benefits, that's what we have. That's why we have those 20 studies, so we can be ready for when that happens, because it's coming. And we know that we can do it with natural ingredients. We know we can do that with these herbs, which are balancers, right? When they're used in traditional medicine, they're sort of generally called adaptogens because they helped us adapt to some sort of a stress. Think about all those stresses that I started with. These adaptogens can help our bodies bounce back in this stressful world that we live in. And here's what are in some of those. You know, so we can look at the herb, and we can look at the leaf, and the stem, and the root, and all that kind of stuff. And then we can drill down, and we can see this kind of stuff. We can look at the actual bioactive components of those. So here's curcumin that you find in a turmeric root. Here is EGCG, one of the catechins that you find in a green tea leaf. Here's silymarin from milk thistle, et cetera, et cetera. These aren't the only bioactives in there, but I put them up there to emphasize a point. For that person that looks at the side of the Protandim bottle and says, oh, yeah, I know those five. I'm going to go to the store and get them. Fine. They're going to get a benefit, right? If they're taking zero curcumin, zero turmeric, and then they start taking turmeric, they're going to get some Nrf2 activation. We know that that's a known Nrf2 activating ingredient. We know that green tea is a known Nrf2 activator. We know all of these are known. And so if that person goes down and gets turmeric and gets their bacopa and gets their ashwagandha, etc., they're going to go from getting zero protection benefit to getting 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 5, right? They're in a better place than they were before. But we know, based on the Protandim research that's been done, we know that the combination of these five isn't 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 5. It's more like 11 or 15, or we say 13. Really, it varies a little bit based on the bioassay that you look at. But 13 is a good sort of middle ground. That's a better place to be. That's what it means when we talk about the synergy of these ingredients, right? We don't get an additive 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 5. We get a 1 plus 1 equals 13 in terms of efficiency and overall efficacy of flipping that Nrf2 switch. And here's how it works. I don't think I can't remember if I animated this one or not. I think I animated this one. So let me orient you guys real quick just so you can see how it works in sort of cartoon fashion. Here's your cell. You've got about a trillion of these in your body. This is your nucleus. This is where all your DNA, your genetic material is. And here are your cell surface receptors. These sense the outside versus inside environment. This is Nrf2. And Nrf2 is held in your cytoplasm outside of your nucleus by an anchoring protein called KEAP1. So this complex, easiest way to think about this complex is that it's very similar to being a thermostat for stress in the cell. So when that cell is under stress, under some sort of a condition that would be detrimental to the function or the longevity of that cell, this complex will sense that, and it will turn on and stimulate your cell to make those protective enzymes. So it works like this. You take Protandim, those ingredients, those five ingredients, dock on a cell surface receptor. There's a protein there called a kinase that causes this reaction called phosphorylation, which is not important, but what it means is that it is important, but it's not important for our discussion. That phosphorylation reaction allows this KEAP1 to let go of the Nrf2. This is what's called a conformational change. It changes shape and lets it go, releases it. And what happens then is the Nrf2 can now travel down into the nucleus where it's active. It binds to this part of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element, and that's the signal to produce these proteins, these enzymes, right? So most of you have heard the story before about how Protandim activates Nrf2, causes an increased production of these protective antioxidant enzymes, and we protect ourselves from the environment around us. That's awesome, right? That's only half of the story, because the other half of the story is we're producing these stress-related antioxidant enzymes, but we're also producing a family of stress response proteins, what we would generally refer to as housekeeping proteins, that go around and don't protect us from the damage that's coming, but go and clean up the damage that's happened. Right? And that's important because there's two predominant theories of aging in science. One of them is the free radical theory of aging, that these reactive oxygen molecules and reactive nitrogen molecules from the environment and from our metabolism are causing damage, so we want to protect ourselves from that. Awesome. We have that with those superoxidase mutase and catalase and glutathione peroxidase, etc. We got that covered. There's another theory of aging that talks about how the cells don't function well because of an accumulation of damaged proteins. And so that junk, that cellular debris, basically, accumulates and gunks up the work, so the cell doesn't work as efficiently as it normally would. We need to get rid of that. That's what these housekeeping proteins are doing. They're going through there and getting rid of that damaged, non-functional junk that's in there. And so there's a two-phase effect. And that's important because we want to protect ourselves from today for every day for the rest of our lives. But I'm 47. So if I started taking Protandim today, I'd be better tomorrow and better the next day and better the next day. But what about the 47 years of accumulated junk that I have in my cells? I want to get rid of that too. Protandim activates both of that, both sides of that equation. So that's all great, right? Cartoon, theoretical talk. What happens? 20 studies, a lot of those studies are in isolated arteries or isolated lungs or isolated brain cells, right? That's all good information for a scientist. But as a nutritionist, what I really want to know is what happens when somebody eats one of those little yellow tablets, and they do that every day for a period of time. And that's what this study tells us. This study shows us that when you do that, when you feed somebody one Protandim tablet for 30 to 120 days, what happens? And what happens is, over the course of 120 days, you can see a substantial increase in two of the main endogenous protective antioxidants. So superoxidase mutase goes up 34%, highly significant. Catalase increases by 54%, again, highly significant. That's fantastic. But I'll guarantee not a single person at 120 days in this study woke up and got out of bed and went, oh, yeah, my catalase feels really good today, right? You can't feel that happening, right? That's something that's happening on a cellular level. You're not going to feel that. What you feel is the accumulation of that damage. If that damage is happening in your knee, eventually you're going to get to a point where your flexibility is challenged. If it's happening in your neurons in your brain, eventually you get to a point where your memory is impaired. It depends on where that oxidative damage is being expressed in the body. So Let's go a little bit deeper, right? We have more of these protective enzymes. Can we show that indeed protects the body? And the way we measure that is with this plasma marker called T-bars. T-bars measures a breakdown product of cell membrane damage. Okay, so this is an average of all the cell membrane damage throughout your whole body. And what we're looking at here is before anybody's supplemented, we're looking at an age-related difference. So here you can see that a 20-year-old versus a 70 or 80-year-old, what's going on there? An age-related increase in oxidative damage throughout the body. More cell membrane damage throughout the whole body in the 70 or 80-year-old versus the 20-year-old. Why is that? Been around longer, exactly. You've been kicking around the planet longer. You've been exposed to more sunlight, you've been doing more breathing, you've been oxidized more, right? That's one part of it. There's another part of it.
Less enzymes.
Why less enzymes?
They don't work as well.
They do work as well. The enzymes will work as well if you could make them. The switch is down, right? That thermostat, it's wonky, right? You need to walk up to the wall and bang it every once in a while to get it to... That's kind of what Protandim does, right? Our whole bodies are being oxidized, including your NRF2 pathway, including that thermostat. And so one of the things that Protandim does is gets in there and turns it on, lets your body clean itself up, protect itself, turn itself on the next day, clean, protect, clean, protect, clean, protect, clean, protect. You do that for 30 days, and this is what happens. Before we get there, though, before these people were supplemented, at this time, 2005, 2006, when the study came out, vitamin supplementation, antioxidant supplementation, was still very, very prevalent. It's prevalent to the tune of billions of dollars right now. But the people were asked, did you supplement with vitamin E or vitamin C at this time? And what you find is that when you draw an average line through the people who indicated they were supplement users, not only are they not protected, you would think that if these supplements were working, they would have a lower level of oxidative damage, and they didn't. They actually had higher, significantly higher, right? So again, not protecting us, not strong enough tool for the job, so to speak. But when we supplement with Protandim, one tablet every day for, now this is 30 days. This isn't 120-day data anymore. This is 30 days. We see that we're down here. And what this means is that when you look at this, you can't tell anymore the difference between a 70-year-old or an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old. That age-related increase in oxidative damage is gone. It led the authors of the study to conclude this. This is taken straight out of the paper. Their words. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. That's absolutely fantastic. No other antioxidant supplement can claim that kind of a profound efficacy over such a short period of time. And this effect, this 40% effect over 30 days, a lot of that effect comes in the first 5 to 7 days based on data from this study. So it's a fundamentally different way of thinking about protecting the body by protecting every single cell. Yes. You're gonna volumize me?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
There's a switch right here to turn it on and off.
Can you hear me now? Is that better? That's better. Hooray. All right. Thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate it. So that's the oxidative stress piece, right? So I've been at this company now for, next week I'll be going into my 11th month. I've known about LifeVantage for a long time. It's a company that a lot of us in the industry have been following because of Protandim, because it's such a different approach. And this is my product development kind of roadmap. And when I interviewed for the job, Doug Robinson, the CEO, who's my boss, said to me, should we be a Protandim company? And I said, you could be. You could build a $1 billion company just on that one product. Should we be an oxidative stress company? Meaning we could take the idea of Nrf2 activation and put it into a topical, and we could get that sort of inside-outside thing. That means you're a Nrf2 company, you're a turn on your own antioxidants company, whatever. I said, yeah, you could do that. You could build a $2 billion company on something like that. And I said, but I think there's an even bigger opportunity than that, which is once you've done this, once you've fundamentally changed how we think about protecting every individual cell in the body, that's an amazing platform that you can build anything else onto that you want to. Based on the idea that, remember my little bubbles that I had at the beginning when I opened up and I had oxidation and inflammation and glucose and cortisol and all those kinds of things. When you study that biochemistry, it's very much like a dominoes game. And oxidation is the biggest first domino. So if you can fix that one, all the other stuff is, I won't say it's gravy, but it's a lot easier to do. So if you want to give somebody beauty, you have to control oxidative stress. If you want to give somebody energy, you have to control oxidative stress. If you want to help somebody lose weight and be a better athlete, you have to control oxidative stress. And I've done these studies before where we've tried to get people to lose weight and would get effects. But if we could go upstream biochemically to the most fundamental first piece of the biochemical cascade, that's always oxidative stress. So having solved that, so to speak, that gives us the ability on that platform to build feel your best products much more effectively than anybody else can, or look your best, or perform your best. Does that make sense to everybody? So that's the direction we're going. Each one of these categories, this is a $1 billion opportunity here, the Protandim Nrf2. The feel your best is a $1 billion category, multi-$1 billion category. Look your best, cosmetics and beauty and anti-aging, multi-$1 billion category. And then perform your best is a lot more than just sport nutrition. It's not just athletes that I'm talking about here. When I talk about performance, it's really about getting your metabolism to perform better if you're trying to lose weight. It's about getting your body to perform better if you want to be an athlete. It's about getting your brain to perform better if you want to be there and be a good student or come up with a breakthrough in your business or whatever it is. Everybody should want to perform at the highest level possible. And so all of these link back to oxidative stress in one way or another. So I want to go through kind of quickly and some of these other things and give you a perspective for that feel better, look better, perform better kind of an idea. And I'll start with the look your best piece, right? How many people have tried the True Science products? That's great. How do you think they work? They work so fantastically well. And one of the reasons that they work as well as they do is because of that Nrf2 activation that's been built in. We can compare our results on the True Science system at 28 days or 56 days with any other what you might call prestige brands that are on the market, the Perricones and the New Skins and the L'Oreal's. And on the big measurements, smoother skin, firmer skin, younger looking skin, etc., we're as good or better over a same time course because we're not just protecting the body. We're turning on the body's ability to protect itself. It's a fundamental difference. When we ask people what they're feeling when they use these products, and that's really where the proof of it is, right? We can do our objective measurements and I can show you, well, the elasticity in the skin is 27% better. Awesome. But when you can look and you can see this kind of stuff and you can say, I have more hydrated skin, 9 out of 10 people, more even skin tone, 8 out of 10 people, people seeing it on their skin in the mirror looking back at them, that's pretty powerful stuff. One of the things that I love about these data is that, A, it shows us that the product works well, but B, I'm hoping that people who use the regimen, and I use it, I shave a lot, right? And that damages your skin in some particular ways, right? So I use the cleanser as a shaver. I use the toner. That's my favorite product. But what I hope people will do is look in the mirror and go, wow, I can't believe how well this is working. Nrf2. I wonder what it's doing inside my body when I take Protandim, right? This is something we can see, and that registers in a very different way than your arteries getting smoother, or your brain being more protected, or your liver cell being more protected, right? Those are kind of abstract things because we can't see it and touch it and sort of feel it. So I'm just going to talk about feel your best for a couple of minutes. We talked about the bills as one of the most prevalent sources of chronic stress that can lead us to feel some of these things. Feel tired, stressed, depressed, or just feel off. This feeling off is the number one reason people go see their primary care healthcare provider, right? And they'll go in and they'll say to their doc or their nurse practitioner or whoever it is, you know, something's off, right? I just don't feel good. And something is off. It's their biochemistry that's off, right? There's something, too much oxidation, not enough antioxidants. Too much inflammation, or too much of inflammatory cytokines and not enough anti-inflammatory. Too much cortisol, not enough testosterone. There's all kinds of ways we can measure this being off. And I have a lot of friends who are physicians, and they're in a tough position because they can't reach over to the medicine cabinet and say, well, I've got something for your off, right? There's no drug that treats off. There isn't anything for them. And so they're kind of in a tough spot because they want to help that person that just came into their office, but they don't have the right tool for that particular issue. And so what ends up happening is that if your mood is the thing that's off, you get one of these. And if your tension and your restlessness and your ability to relax is off, you might get one of these sleep drugs. If your mental focus is off and you can't concentrate on things, you might get one of these sort of focus kinds of drugs, these ADD drugs. And if your energy is off, we'll self-medicate with these kinds of things, right? And everybody laughs because, you know, now this is the poison that everybody grabs, right? And I don't say poison, that isn't an accident. They're actually poisonous in a lot of ways. When you look at that and think about that as, if we could solve that, if we think of energy as that, all of that together, that's a $100 billion category in and of itself, right? When people feel that low mood and they feel fatigued, when they feel that tension and they feel fatigued, when they feel that brain fog and they feel fatigued, they're reaching for things. And if you need one of these things, I'm not an anti-medication kind of a guy at all. If you need one of those things, great. But I think that what a lot of people need is just a tweak. They need just a little rebalancing effect, and we can do that naturally. And there's plenty of studies that show we can do it with diet, we can do it with exercise, we can do it with supplements as well. And so that's what we built into when we built Axio. So here are the two different different formulas. The Huckleberry Green Grape, the Volt, and the Red Raspberry, the Charge. How many people have tried these? What do you think? Yeah, nice. Thank you. We took the same kind of a synergistic approach that we have with Protandim. So you can see some of the active ingredients that we have down here, but it was all towards this idea of could we deliver energy in all of these different ways? And we think we hit the sweet spot. So here's some data I'm just going to share with you real quick about a usage survey that we did right before we launched the product. This is 400 subjects that took the product, 200 on Huckleberry Green Grape, 200 on Red Raspberry. And what we wanted to do on, I'm only going to share with you a couple of data slides. But first of all, we wanted to find out how quickly people could sense the energy effect and how long it would last. And so what you're seeing here is people sensed it very quickly. Over the time course of about 15 to 30 minutes, that's where the majority of people were feeling the onset of that initial feeling of energy. And it lasted on this side, the duration of that energy boost lasted a pretty long time. 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, all the way out to 4 or more hours for a significant portion of the subjects. So that tells us that we're able to induce this effect quickly and it lasted a long time. That's kind of a difficult thing to do. Usually you can get one or the other. You can get a charge, but then you fall off the cliff very quickly, or you get something that comes on so slowly that people don't feel it until it's too late, right? They take an energy drink because they need the energy now. But we're able to get both of those. We're able to get the fast effect and the long-lasting effect in the same product. We also wanted to look to see, yes, we're getting this energy boost, but we wanted to make sure we didn't go overboard with it and give people energy that they were sensing as tension or irritability or jitters. And clearly, when we asked people, they were not sensing that, right? So they were getting energy, but they were not getting the jitters. So we hit that sweet spot of mental energy, physical energy, but not tension and irritability, which is where a lot of the energy drinks fail, to be quite honest. We had that mental focus benefit in a high percentage of people. This is the one that I really love, this accomplish more. When people are taking Axio, they feel like they're getting more done. That's that vigor effect that I was talking about before. That's that getting more vacuuming done kind of a thing that I joked about before. But if somebody gets this, they're going to go out and they're going to do something with it because it's a very actionable kind of energy. And then when you in consumer packaged goods, when you develop a new product and you test it with a group of users, the key benefit is not did they feel it, did they like it, did they like the taste. Those are all important things. The key outcome that you're going for is would they recommend it to somebody and would they buy it themselves? And the number that we use, when I used to work for a very big multinational food company, we used 40% as our line. We knew that if we were going to launch a product and it was above 40% recommend and above 40% purchase, that was going to be a worldwide global successful product. And we needed to launch it as quickly as possible. We're substantially above that. We're up into the mid-50s, almost reaching into the 60% range. So that tells us that we are getting fast energy, we're getting long-lasting energy, we didn't go overboard, so we're not getting jitters, we're getting mental focus, we're getting accomplished more, and we're getting a very high percentage of people saying they would buy it and recommend it to somebody else. So we really think that we hit it out of the park with this one. And when we ask people, when we do an exit survey and we ask them in their own words some of the things that they would say, we hear things like this: improved my focus, lasted 4 or 5 hours, kept me energized, awake, and focused without nervousness, jittery, having a rapid heart rate. This one I love. Not too wired, the perfect amount of natural energy. They would definitely buy this. That's exactly the kind of thing that we're going for. And then the last thing is our Perform Better platform, which we don't have right now, but I'm going to tease you guys a little bit, unless you guys don't want to hear about it. Okay. So I'll just say a couple of minutes about this one. When you feel this way, right? When you feel like this guy, there's an energy piece of it that we can solve, and we just did that with Axio. There's an oxidation aspect of it where this person needs to be probably protected at a higher level and damage cleaned up, and we can do that with Protandim. There's also an aspect of getting this person to perform better throughout their whole body metabolically, because feeling that way is one thing, right? If I can get you to feel better, that's a win, right? You feel good, I feel good, awesome. We can all go home, right? But if you feel much better, You're going to help her feel better. And then she's going to help her feel better, and et cetera, and et cetera. And especially in our network marketing model, that's a great kind of vibe to have. There's something a little more insidious going on here. When you feel that way, it's a signal for your body being catabolic. It's a signal for your body being in a state where it breaks down faster than it's able to build itself back up. So oxidation is a big piece of this. Inflammation is a big piece of this, et cetera. So you can see that I have normal stress here, high stress here on the right-hand side. And the stress, again, is the metabolic kind of stress, that biochemical stress. So these are neurons. These are brain cells. And the reason I show them to you is because they're very visual. You can see that this one on the left-hand side just looks better than this one on the right-hand side. You don't have to be a neurologist to make out that difference. This one on the right-hand side just looks sick. It's shrunken. It's kind of, there aren't as many projections. The projections that are there are thin. Some of them are actually physically disrupted. That's catabolic. That cell has broken down and it can't build back up until you get in there and rebalance the biochemistry. This one looks like the supermodel of neurons, right? It's gorgeous, right? In a brain, that would be associated with good problem solving and good creativity and good memory, and just your brain would work great if your neurons look like that. With this one, not so much. So this happens, this catabolic effect, when you're under high metabolic stress, it happens in every single tissue in the body. So your brain breaks down, your skin breaks down faster. This is one of the reasons that True Science works as well as it does. Your blood vessels break down faster, your muscles break down faster, your bones break down faster. Every single tissue breaks down faster, except this one. This one builds up faster. And this is our abdominal fat. So what you see here is high stress, normal stress, and I've colorized the intra-abdominal fat. This isn't the fat in your thighs or the fat in your butt. It's specifically that visceral fat. It grows in response to being out of balance biochemically. So when you have more oxidative stress, you have more belly fat. When you have more inflammatory stress, more belly fat. More stress, cortisol stress, that kind of thing, more belly fat. And the thing that's scary about it is once it gets there, it behaves almost like a tumor, where it starts to create its own compounds, its own cortisol, its own free radicals that go out, its own inflammatory compounds that go out into the rest of the body and cause damage away from the source. So unless you get in and short circuit that biochemistry, unless you get in and control oxidative stress and control inflammatory stress and control blood sugar and control cortisol, that's very difficult to get rid of, right? The standard approach is what?
Liposuction.
No, that isn't what I was going for. Eat less and exercise more, right? I heard somebody say that. That's what we hear all the time. How many people have tried that? Eat less, exercise more, right? A lot of hands went up. Did it work? It works to a degree, right? Like I said before, I'm a nutritionist and physiologist. That's what we've been recommending for so many years. And it gets you to a point, but it doesn't get you where you need to be. The reason I show this to you is because we're working on something right now, and we think we've pretty well solved it, to short circuit and rebalance all of that biochemistry at the same time so that we can get rid of that. It's like thinking of having a third leg of a three-legged stool that's been missing up until now, right? We still want you to exercise, we still want you to eat a certain way, but if you can get that biochemical balance in there and balance all those aspects of your biochemistry, your diet and exercise regimen gains better traction. You'll get better results. You won't hit that weight loss plateau. You won't feel hungry and deprived while you're on it. You won't feel crappy while you're trying to lose weight, which is the standard situation right now. You'll feel good with high vigor and high energy and high mental focus. That's what we have developed, and we're going to be launching it sometime here in the future. But not soon. So don't wait for that, right? We have a lot of other things. And then real quick, these are the kinds of studies that we have underway right now. I mentioned already that we have 20 studies on Protandem. We've got a couple on True Science. We've got a couple on Axio. We have all of these either completed, underway, or being designed around the world. Lots and lots and lots of studies. I'm a scientist, so I like to do studies. But the reason we do studies is to support the products. The reason we do the studies is to support you guys, so you have stuff to say about the products to show why they're different, how they work, that they're efficacious, that they're safe, that kind of stuff. We do things like this. This is a, well, I thought I was going to be able to skip over this. This is these are all the logos from a 20-city national radio tour that I did in, I think, in March. These are all posted on the LifeVantage website. So you guys can listen to these, you can download them, you can share them with prospects, you can send them to people who want to be educated about NRF2. When I did these, I'm not going to go back because they'll all animate again. When I did all of those radio shows, they were health shows. People who were interviewing me were supposed to be on the cutting edge of health and bringing the cutting edge to their listeners every week. Not a single one of them had ever heard of NRF2 before. Not a single one. That tells you guys what a head start we have on the rest of the industry. How many people have seen the LifeVantage Lab videos? Do you like them? Good. So we'll keep doing them. If you have ideas for us about different shows that we can do and different topics to cover, email into productquestions@lifevantage.com and we'll try to answer those questions on a show. We have booklets that we do. Deadly Antioxidants is where those 20 studies are summarized. This new energy talks about this idea of all those different switches that you need to flip if you want to feel energetic in all those different ways. And then productquestions@lifevantage.com, I mentioned before. I'm going to post this that I'm recording right now to my website, my name, seantalbot.com, so you'll be able to download the audio there if you haven't recorded it yourself. I blog a lot at ShareCare, which is one of the Dr. Oz property websites. And then you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Amazon. I try to make myself as available as possible to you guys because what I don't want you guys to think you need to do in this business is try to become the nutritionist. That's defeatist in this business, right? You have a whole R&D department that does this kind of stuff, that does those studies, that writes these books, that writes blogs, that does videos, all of that kind of stuff so that you guys can just hand something across the table to explain this complicated biochemistry or press play or whatever you want to do. Because the strength of this business isn't that everybody has to become the nutritionist and everybody has to become a NRF2 nerd, right? That isn't what this is about. What this is about is sharing this idea with as many people as possible. We just give you the ammunition to go out there and tell a good story. And I'll end with this, which is just to remind you about what we're trying to do here, right? This is what gets me out of bed every single morning, right? Based on the idea that I talked about before. If I can help you feel better, that's awesome for me and you, right? Right there with you, buddy, right? We're awesome. But the pay it forward idea, if you can get somebody here to be this best future you and feel that good, get their health back and get their vitality back, they're going to pay that forward, and that's what this business is all about. That's why I'm here at LifeVantage. We have an amazing opportunity to do that, and I hope that's why you guys are here too. Okay? Thanks a lot for coming out tonight.
Well done, sir. Well done. Laser? Nothing wrong?
Yes.
Nice, bud. Nice. Do I need the microphone? Can you guys hear me all right?
Need a microphone.
Need a mic.
I'll give you the mic.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Break leg.
Oh,
which one's mine? This one.
How are you guys doing tonight? Can you hear me all right? All right. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you guys coming out tonight. My name is Dan Mullering. I'm from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. My background is not in science or medicine or health and wellness or marketing or anything like that. I